spin your ear balls. You're listening to the Umbleaking Ear Podcast, the clatter that matters. Heard at theumbleakingear.blogspot.com and available via free subscription from the iTunes store. My name is Paul Bruno, your host and curator, back with another installment. We've got a whole slew of new music for you today, and a few stragglers from last year as well, as I very slowly make my way through various people's best of 2015 lists. We'll have a few of those, maybe a few on the next edition too. We'll see how it works out. But for now, let me tell you what we just heard. We just heard a new song from Wheels on Meals with I Wonder If My Dog Knows That I'm High. Asking the musical question. That's from the Unbleaking Ear Records monthly digital single series Office Supplies, which is available as a name your price download at unbleakingearrecords.bandcamp.com. We've been doing this single series for a couple of months now. This is the fifth installment, and it's the debut from Wheels on Meals, feature former members of Grand Pantrymen and Blank Postcards, and about a dozen other bands you're even less likely to know than those two, who at least put out some records. Yeah, but great stuff from them. They've got an record coming out later this year, I believe, which is called Wheelin' and Mealin', and supposedly that's out next month, so stay tuned for that. Also, stay tuned for future entries in the Office Supply single series. We've got stuff coming up from Sobek, Sextide, and the Zoltars, and a lot more stuff as well. So, yeah, keep your ears peeled for that. Part of that, we heard from Heavy Times with Bad Brother. That's my new 7-inch EP called Black Sunglasses. Came out back in January on the Hozak label. Heavy Times hail from Chicago. They're a Serious Rockers alumni. They were on our cassette, our debut release at Unbleaking Ear Records. Still available for digital download at unbleakingearrecords.com. I'm sorry, unbleakingearrecords.bandcamp.com. Unbleakingearrecords.com will get you there as well with a few extra clicks. And yeah, too long since we heard from Heavy Times. Hopefully they've got an LP cooking as well, but this new 7-inch EP is 4 songs. It's terrific. So, in the meantime, pick that up. Prior to that, Savages with Sad Person from their new album, Adore Life. Came out back in January on the Matador label. Second LP from this UK band, and I'm sure you've read all about them. So, you don't need me to say anything else, do you? I should hope not. Prior to that, Static Me with Faster. That's from a digital/cassette compilation that came out last year on the Nervous Intent label called Frequency of the True Wave. And it was assembled by the band The Street Eaters and features a lot of female-fronted DIY bands. Not exclusively female-fronted, but many are female-fronted, or at least have a woman in the band, I think. Anyway, Static Me, they hail from Cologne, Germany, and I tried to look up some info on the band, and I think they're still active, as far as I can tell. Let's hope so, because I really dig that song, so hopefully we'll be hearing more from them. Part of that, CCTV with Paranoid. That's from a self-titled 7-inch that came out on the Lumpy label last year. Debut 7-inch from this Indiana band, who I believe feature members of Coneheads. And there's also a New York City band with the same name who are kind of mining a similar vein as far as being kind of post-punky, but the Indiana CCTV, much more raw. I think that's the one we want. Sorry, New York City band. At the top of the set, we heard from Scraper with the title track from their new album, Misery. Came out last month on the Slovenly Black Gladiator label co-release. I think they're the same label. I'm not really sure. Anyway, second LP from the San Francisco band, which is long awaited by me, basically. First LP came out back in 2013. I loved it. So I'm glad they're back making some more racket. And yeah, great record from them. Do check that out. Scraper, Misery. And that's it for this set. Let's get back into the music, shall we? Here is something new from Counterintuits on the Unblinking Ear Podcast.
I'm
listening to the Unbleaking Ear Podcast, and we just heard from Purling Hiss with Hey Tate. That's from a new EP called Something. Just came out on the famous Class label. Purling Hiss, out from Philadelphia. This is a three-song 7-inch, which features as a bonus track the song we just heard, Digital Only. So if you go buy this EP, you get the download. That song, not actually on the vinyl, but you do get it when you download the record. I assume a free download comes with the purchase of the 7-inch. I don't know that for certain, but I assume so. And yeah, great stuff from them. Sort of the poppier side of the band on this 7-inch, though the sound is pretty rough, as you just heard. Lots of peaking there. That wasn't on me, people. It's on the band. Lots of in the red stuff there. All right. Prior to that, Salad Boys with Devotion. That's from an EP called Scarce Tracks. Came out last year on the Chunklet label. Salad Boys also released their debut LP last year. Hail from Christchurch, New Zealand. Feature members of Death's Asthmatics and Jim Nothing. And, you know, they put out that LP last year, which I liked, but I think this song, Devotion, was my favorite song of theirs from last year. Played the album, liked it, heard the EP after that, and, yeah, this song blew me away, I gotta say. Before that, another Australian band, this one, Chook Race, with Just Can't Relax. That's from their album About Time, which came out last year, self-released by the band. Debut LP from this Melbourne band. And gotta give props to FN Record Reviews, who put that in their top records of the year. And yeah, came out over a year ago, but I'm finally getting around to listening to it, and it's pretty great. Chook Race have a second LP in the works, coming out on the 10th Court label this year, so keep your eyes peeled for that. Before that, we heard Flemings with Get Away From Me Right Now. That's from a cassette called Shake Well Before Use. Came out last year on the Odd Box label. Yeah, their second tape, limited edition of 50 copies. And yeah, long gone. But you can download it at the Odd Box Bandcamp. Yeah, like I said, second release from this London band. And again, I'll give props this time to Dave Rushback. And on bass, wait, one bass on an overthrow, right? That's your blog, Dave? Yeah. Props to you for turning me on to that record. At the top of the set, we heard from The Counterintuits with Deep Storage Space. That's from their new album, Monosyllabilly. Am I saying that right? Monosyllabilly? Ah, close enough. That's new on the Pyramid Scheme label. Second LP from this Columbus band, which feature Jared Phillips of Times New Viking, and of course, the unmistakable voice of Ron House. He of Thomas Jefferson's Slave Apartments, Great Plains, Sandwich, so many other great bands. Fantastic record from Counterintuits. And they put out a tape, I think, last year. And if you missed out on the tape, don't worry. All the songs from the tape are on this new LP. So, yeah, good news for you and for me. Okay, that's about it for this edition of the podcast. I'll let you all know you can follow me on Twitter at Unblinking Ear. You can head on over to the Unblinking Ear Bandcamp page, unblinkingearrecords.bandcamp.com. Check out all our latest releases. We will have a new Single Supplies record up next week. And I guess that's about it. We're going to close out with a record from another member of Great Plains, oddly enough. And that would be Don Halland. He not just of Great Plains, but probably more famously of Bassholes and Gibson Brothers. He has a LP which came out last year. They say ALP, it's NLP, right? I should know that right now. It's called Life is a Nightmare. Came out on 12XU back in October. And we're going to hear something from it to close this out. Here is Don Halland with Watch You Go. Thanks for listening, everybody, and take care.